Beware this Halloween not of ghosts and goblins. Swapping wigs, hats, and masks can come with an undesirable treat, lice. Nate Trura has this report.
We have a full wall over here of a different assortment of wigs, from retro 80s to Lady Gaga. We got everything.
Well, before you try on that wig, consider what might be in store.
Now is the lice season. Most people have lice now. Most kids in school. Some of the schools don't check. So Halloween and Thanksgiving, hooray, I'm ready for work.
That's Dahlia Harrell, self-proclaimed lice buster. Born in Israel, Harrell lives in Borough Park, Brooklyn. A mother of nine, she's been picking lice for 20 years, at first out of necessity. Now, she can't count how many patients she sees a week, but it's certainly thousands per year. For her, lice is no cause for panic.
It's a compliment to have lice. And you should be very proud when you have them. You know you're very friendly, and you only get lice from people you love. The more you love the peoples, then you can have a chance to get lice from them. Try to send the louse to your enemy. You can never do that.
On the wall of Harold's office hangs a sizable picture frame. In it are a few wise perceptions written in children's handwriting about the nature of lice. Waiting to see Harold, 6-year-old Ella Leonard reads them aloud.
They can multiply quickly. They can divide you from your family. Be smarter than them.
Ella also adds, lice are itchy and annoying. And for parents, there's nothing nice about finding lice at home. Jim DeMarco of Park Slope is the father of a 4-year-old who brought home a surprise this pumpkin season.
My daughter's school had an outbreak, including the teacher, and I know way too much about lice than I ever wanted to know.
Try as you may to prevent them, lice are a fact of life in cities. So what do you do if you have to go home? If it's your first time contracting lice, getting the right information can be the hardest part. Most turn to the drugstore they know best and buy expensive over-the-counter lice treatment kits that largely don't work. Liz Ann Doherty, a school nurse at an independent school in New York, explains why.
If a child has had this case for 7 days and the louse has already laid the eggs, you're going to kill the live louse, but you still have eggs. They're going to hatch in 7 days. The product won't do anything for that.
Also, many of these products contain dangerous pesticides and may cause serious side effects. Doherty, along with most lice experts, recommends combing lice out the old-fashioned way. For those who question their lice combing skills, a visit to Harrell's office might be worth the peace of mind. She charges between $100 and $200 per head, a steep fee for sure, but one that comes with her personal guarantee. And this Halloween, she's bracing herself for the onslaught. So is there a silver bullet in the fight against head lice, you might ask? Harrell swears her weapon of choice will do the trick.
I recommend everyone to put garlic extract in their hair in order not to get the lice.
Say that again.
Garlic.
It may just stop more than vampires this October 31st. For WNYC, I'm Nate Chura.